Opening our Jazz Northwest for today from KPLU 88.5, that was Gene Argel at the piano with his composition titled Annette, which, interestingly enough, is not named for a person but for an island in the very southeastern tip of Alaska. Jay Thomas on tenor sax, Gene Argel on piano, Chuck Deardorff bass, and Mark Ivester on drums in Annette from the new CD Luminescent by Gene Argel. Former Seattle-Tacoma area resident, longtime resident of Hawaii now. Nice to have something new from him. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon, also streaming at kplu.org. We're going to be playing some music by some of the artists who are having upcoming activities around the area. We'll also hear a few new releases as well, including this one from Portland. This is David Friesen on bass with his Circle 3 trio. George Gibble on piano and Charlie Doggett on drums, joined here by special guest Larry Koontz on guitar in an original composition by bass player David Friesen titled The Left Field Blues. Thank you.
Skies, so vast is the sky. The faraway clouds keep wandering by. Where do they go? Oh, I don't know. Don't know. Wind that speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love belong to you and me. If I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see. when you're with me. Oh, my Gingy. Oh, Gingy. Like the song of the wind in the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy. Happy Gingy, when you're with me. I love you more each day. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'd let you run away if you take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like the river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, my Gingy. I do. I'd let you run away if you take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like the river that can't find the sea. That would be me. That would be me. That would be me without you. That would be me without you, my Gingy.
It's from a new CD by Reggie Goings. It's called In the Garden. Reggie Goings, the vocalist, with Darren Clendenin on piano, Phil Sparks bass, and Jamil Nance on drums. Some guitar work there from Joe Cano and Ernesto Petianco on percussion. Gingy by Jobim from Reggie Goings' new CD. And a new one from David Friesen. Just before that, David Friesen's Circle 3 Trio from the album Where the Light Falls. A two-CD set on Origin, recorded on location. And in this case, David Friesen on bass, Greg Goebel on piano, Charlie Doggett on drums, joined by Larry Kuntz on electric guitar in a piece called The Left Field Blues. That was recorded in performance at the Tempe Performing Arts Center in Tempe, Arizona, a couple of years ago. And David Friesen has been playing around the Phoenix, Tempe, Arizona area, including Glendale and Tucson, this past week on a tour with another bass player, Glenn Moore. That should be interesting. David Friesen and Glenn Moore, double bass tour. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Let's take a look at some of the jazz activities going on around the Seattle area this weekend. Greg Williamson and the Big Bad Groove Society are playing at the Mountain View Church this afternoon at 5 o'clock near Browns Point in Tacoma. And the Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 at Tula's. The Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight at 8. Also tonight, special concert presented by Earshot at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College of the Arts. Thumbscrew featuring Michael Formanek, Mary Halverson, and Tomas Fijiwara playing tonight at the Poncho Concert Hall, 8 o'clock. Thumbscrew will also be doing a free master class at Cornish, and that's at 12 noon on Monday night. David Marriott Big Band plays at Tula's on Monday night. Tuesday, there's the Owl Jam with Eric Valenti, the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra at Tula's, and Wednesday, Jim Sisko, Bellevue College Jazz Orchestra at Tula's. Thursday, the Art of Jazz series continues at Seattle Art Museum featuring Eugenie Jones in a free concert, 5:30 to 7:30 on the main floor of the Seattle Art Museum. Greta will be performing at Tula's, Greta Matassa, on Thursday night. Friday night, Mel Brown and Joff Lee will be at Salty's on Alki at 7 o'clock. There's a special concert by Tom Collier and friends, a Mallethead concert on Friday night at the Studio Theater at the University of Washington. The Dave Peck Trio plays both Friday and Saturday night, Valentine's Weekend, at Tula's. Saturday night, Valentine's Night, there's a raft of girl singers. Most of them are working, I think, that night. Greta will be with Susan Pascal at Bakes. Kelly Johnson will be at Boxley's. Dina Blade at Egan's. Katie Bourne at the North City Bistro. Mindy Abair, smooth jazz saxophonist, is at Jazz Alley. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check out the KPLU Jazz Calendar, as well as the earshot.org Jazz Calendar. Very complete information there. And you'll also find often daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Here's a tune by Greg Williamson and the Big Bad Groove Society, a sextet that's playing this afternoon at the Marine View Church in Tacoma near Browns Point. And this sextet was recorded in 1997 for an album called Swing Your Big Head. And Greg Williamson's at the drums leading this ensemble. In 1997, the group included Larry Fuller on piano and Larry Holloway on bass, Dan Marcus on trombone, Paul Mazzio, the trumpet player, and Brian Dickerson, the tenor saxophonist. They're both from Portland, and they will be up for a reunion of sorts this afternoon when the band plays at the Marine View Church. From the album from 1997, this is a tune titled Rose Hips. Greg Williamson and the Big Bad Grooves Society. Thank you.
Today is a good day, a day full of promise and sunrise out to greet you, the road rising up to meet you, all troubles are a million, million miles away, you got time on your hands, a time to take on a brand new day, you got time to laugh, you got time to play, a time to work real hard and make things go your way. You got time to dream and time to make them come true. Time to wrap your arms around the one who loves you. Oh, and life couldn't be better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life. Oh, it couldn't be better. So many pleasures to take in today. I'm gonna hop in my ride and head out on the highway. Mountains out in front of me, the ocean breeze in my hair. Nina on the radio singing, my baby just cares. And I've got time to laugh, I've got time to play, time to work real hard and make things go my way. I've got time to dream and time to make them come true, time to wrap my arms around no one else but you. And life couldn't be better. Life couldn't be better. know life is sometimes up and sometimes down, but what lies ahead or lies behind are small compared to what's in my heart and mind. So as I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Thankful for this day and the beauty in it. Thankful for this life I have and the boldness to live it. Oh, and life couldn't be better. Life couldn't be better.
Jeannie Jones doing the vocal, one of her own songs. Most of the songs in this album, Black Lace and Blue Tears, all but two of them, as a matter of fact, were composed by Eugenie Jones, fine songwriter as well as singer. That one titled A Good Day, the lead-off tune from her album Black Lace, Blue Tears. Eugenie Jones was accompanied by Bill Anschell, piano, Clipper Anderson, bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. And she'll be singing on Thursday at the Seattle Art Museum as part of the Art of Jazz series. The concert from 5:30 to 7:30 will be there. Why don't you join us? It's a free concert and a very pleasant opportunity to visit the Seattle Art Museum. Greg Williamson and the Big Bad Groove Society, heard before that from the album Swing Your Big Head, which came out back in 97, with Paul Mazzio on trumpet, Brian Dickerson on tenor, Dan Marcus trombone, Larry Fuller piano, Larry Holloway on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. And that was Greg's composition, Rose Hips. And the current edition of the Big Bad Groove Society is playing this afternoon at the Marine View Church in Tacoma. That concert, a free concert, begins at 5 o'clock. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next is a tune from Dave Peck, whose trio will be playing at Tula's next weekend, both Friday and Saturday for Valentine's Day weekend, with Jeff Johnson on bass and Eric Eagle on drums. Here's Dave Peck at the piano in a performance we recorded the last time he played at Tula's. This from the stage at Tula's. Beautiful composition by, well, it's attributed to Miles Davis, but most everyone knows it was really composed by Bill Evans. Beautiful piece called Blue in Green. Dave Peck Trio.
Jeff Johnson on bass. Eric Eagle on drums. That was called Blue and Green. Thank you.
That beautiful tune, titled Let Go, Rise a Tone, was by Mike Allen, the tenor saxophonist of the Western Washington University in-residence jazz ensemble, the Mike Allen Quartet, Miles Black on piano, Adam Thomas on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums from the CD Panorama on the Cellar Live label. Before that, we were listening to Tom Collier and Dan Dean with Don Grusin on piano in a piece called Letter Column, Paris, composed by pianist Don Grusin. Dan Dean and Tom Collier will be teaming up next Friday night for a Mallet Head concert at the University of Washington Studio Theater. And beginning that set of three, Dave Peck Trio, with Dave Peck at the piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Eric Eagle on drums, playing Blue in Green, recorded live at Tula's, where the band is going to be playing again next weekend, Friday and Saturday night for Valentine's weekend. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest, a Hatch cover production for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley.